RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
7:43, we are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will be back next year. Garrett is in for Dylan Behind the Glass. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. It's very odd to see you in a backwards winter hat like this, Mike.
Yeah, what do you call these? It's not a toboggan,
What do you call it? It has like...
That's kind of a toboggan.
Wool, is it? The flaps that
with
come down over
down?
The ears.
Yeah, it's just a ball cap, but toboggan?
It's a new era Falcons hat, but then you have the added, ears with the fur.
Like, flaps. I'm used to seeing you in a backwards hat, but right. Not one that has like the wool flaps coming up over...
I love this hat. You know, I got this hat. I was doing a trip to Fairbanks, Alaska to watch the Super Bowl with some of the troops, like a USO
amazing.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that I got from our equipment room before I left. I was like, I need something to keep me warm. And they handed me this before I walked out, and I've had it ever since. So it's 13 years old, this hat. So, yeah, I love this hat.
That's good such stuff. A cool hat.
It is really cool.
It's one of one. I don't think I've ever seen something like that.
Yeah. I like it. Well, you can check it later on the 929 Morning Show.
Yeah, we're going to be putting up a video later on. You can check it out. We are going to get to Mike's top five in a moment, talk about college football playoffs. But after last night's Falcons win over the Rams 27-24, I do feel the emotions are kind of all over the place. I would love to take the temperature of fans and where they stand, who they want to return next season. I did see a tweet from Walter Wiggin, tweeted us. He was saying, yesterday felt like a playoff game. Falcon fans are ready for a successful season. Bring in Mike McCarthy, bring in Malik Willis, sign him to a 3-year, $40 million deal. Update jerseys to the current throwbacks.
Malik Willis is going to get more money than that, first and foremost. I've been talking to a couple people the last couple of weeks about Malik Willis. We can't afford to pay. Well, we can afford it. Let me run that back. But you're not going to pay starter level money, I don't believe, unless it was Kirk Cousins, to any quarterback to come in here and learn a new system and play in front of Michael Penix for, what, 4 games at the most? So I don't think you'll get there. And I understand the frustration. I think this is going to be an interesting wake-up call when we get to it in 15 minutes of who wants to, you know, who wants Raheem to stay, who wants Terry to stay. Zach Robinson has had some of his best efforts over the last few games. And how do you feel about Kirk Cousins? Do you want Kirk Cousins to be around? Tyler Allgeier, Kyle Pitts, Caden Ellis. I mean, the list goes on. So who do you want to be around? Who do you not want to be around? I know that there is a large contingent of people that say rip the Band-Aid off, start over. But there is something to this team and watching them yesterday that felt like you were building something. Mm-hmm. And I would say the one thing above all else that I keep coming back to, who do you want to stay? Jeff Fulbrick, for me, is a non-negotiable. The guy has got to be a part of whatever you're doing moving forward. I realize it's outside the box thinking, even if you hire a new head coach, well, you got to allow the head coach to hire whoever he wants to. If a head coach got hired here and he did not want to hire Jeff Fulbrick to coach this defense, I would think he was probably dumb right out of the gate before he ever coached a Falcons game as a head coach. I mean, I just would. What he's been able to do, guys, he solved the problem of the pass rush. And I realize some of it is definitely personnel. But Brandon Dorlus is a prime example. Brandon Dorlus was here last year. Brandon Dorlus suddenly has 8.5 sacks. You know, the knee injury stinks, but I've got to have Jeff Fulbrick. When I look at the development of Xavier Watts, the development of Jalen Walker, the development of James Pierce Jr., the development of Rook, I've got to have these guys back. And I want that defensive unit to remain whole. I want to see Billy Bowman back healthy and Mike Hughes back healthy and add maybe a run plugger in the middle. I want to see that run back next year. Barring whatever you do with anybody else, if I'm picking one person that's got to be back in the fold, it's got to be Jeff Ulbrich. It makes me sick to think that you could possibly set a franchise record in sacks this year after what we saw a year ago, and then that guy just walk out of the door if something were to happen with the rest of the staff here. It makes me sick.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, you're only two sacks away from breaking that franchise record. There's a pretty decent chance that you go get that done against a rookie quarterback in Week 18.
It'd be nice.
Pretty good chance. But you would also have your fourth defensive coordinator in 4 years.
How do you
draft for that?
You don't.
I know people talk about it. It's like, oh, so-and-so doesn't fit the scheme. Yeah, because he was drafted for the coordinator 3 years ago.
And I know that
it was different than the one from 2 years ago.
We had the conversation yesterday about Matt Ryan possibly being in the front office. And that was exactly what I'm talking about. I want a linear vision for this team. I want pieces that will fit. Not a coach that says, I'm coaching for my job, so this guy's got to play. Or a GM who says, man, I'm going to trade whatever draft picks I have to so that I get good players in here because I'm going to be fired if not. I want the vision to be the best thing for the Falcons long term when it looks, you know, that everything's going on. That just fits that exact scenario I'm talking about. I don't want a different coordinator every single season if you don't go to the playoffs. I mean, it's just how I feel right now.
And I'm sure you have some feelings about who you want to see return. We would love to hear from you at 929 Morning Shift. We'll take your calls in a few minutes, right at 8 o'clock. We'll do the wake-up call. That number, if you want to go ahead and lock it in your phone, is 404-726-0929. We do have the college football playoff quarterfinals coming up. So I am curious. We talked about probables before, Mike, but how are you feeling about the Rose Bowl matchup, Alabama, Indiana?
I am. This is crazy for me to say. Yeah, here we go. Man, this guy always pressing my buttons in there. I don't like this song.
I know.
I don't like this song.
You didn't like the song?
Dude.
That's actually so funny when you're like,
I actually
Mike,
didn't know.
When you go, Mike, I got something for you, you play
don't
it every
like the
time.
Song. I know. This is the second time you've done this.
I wish you would have told
And look,
me that.
The song's fine, I guess. It's just so overplayed.
It's
just
true.
For the love, man.
Okay.
Can you imagine playing for Alabama, though?
Oh, dude, it's
and
so,
how
I mean,
often
it's
you
I bet
hear
you do
it.
Hear it.
Constant.
Yeah. Just, I bet it's constant. What song
good
would you prefer?
Good enough I tune. Yeah. I don't know. Dixieland Delight, if you're going to play
one. See,
that's
the classic.
There you go. The Dixieland Delight.
Good.
Actually, the Green Day song. What is it? I can't remember. The band plays a Green Day song, which is really good. I have to get you with that one here in just a minute.
All
but
right,
no, I feel like they have a puncher's chance, you know, maybe more than a puncher's chance. LT Overton is back healthy. He hasn't played the last couple of games. You've got a couple of guys that will be coming back. And also, I look at Ryan Williams and what your expectations are of him. Maybe he comes up with a big play. He's almost like thinking you're going to get a player back from injury because he's been non-existent, you know, more times than not. So I don't know. I feel like this is going to be a contrasting style. I worry about getting in a slugfest, you know, with Indiana because they play a bruising brand of football. But I think that if you can protect Ty Simpson, that he is capable of making some downfield throws. He's also been dealing with injuries as well, and hopefully he can get back healthy. But Indiana's good. They remind me so much of the versions of Alabama I played for when Kurt Cignetti was in town and when Kirby Smart was in town, that we didn't even really have an explosive offense, but we were going to absolutely hit you in the mouth on any given play. And, you know, that was just kind of the brand we played. That's what they're doing up in Indiana right now. So,
do you see parallels, I guess, with McElroy and some of those guys in Fernando Mendoza?
It's a little bit of a loaded question, Garrett. you know, Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, but they won multiple national championships.
I think that Greg was so good at operating. Greg back then was a little bit like Kirk is now, where it's like he's not going to be game-breaking. He's going to sit in the pocket, but he's going to know where to go with the football. It's exactly what Greg was back then. I have a lot of respect for Greg McElroy, there's no doubt. But, you know, that was a running back-led team with Mark Ingram and Trent Richardson. This one's a little bit different with Mendoza. They do have a good running game, but he's kind of, you know, when it all comes down to it, he's the one that's going to have the ball in his hands. So but
you didn't play with McCarron, did you?
Not as a starter, no, but he was actually on the team. He actually was our backup quarterback during the national championship when you were not allowed to play. Our backup, who was Star Jackson, transferred to Georgia State during bowl practice. And so they had to have the conversation with AJ. They're like, dude, if something happens to Greg McElroy, you are going to burn your red shirt and play in this national title game.
Wow.
And, you know, shout out to him. He was up for it. So, and now he's the head coach of the Birmingham Stallions.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him.
All right. Quick little top five Tuesday. We're going to relive some of the moments from last night. This Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Maybe you were at a Buffalo's Cafe last night as you were watching the Falcons get the dub over the Los Angeles Rams. So we're going to do top five plays, my top five plays from last night. There's a number of them to pick from. I think anytime most people do a top five list and there's a game-winning kick, probably get down to the top of that list and maybe game-winning kick's number one. We'll get there in just a second. I'll tell you what it is. All right, G, let's start with number five.
So now it's third and goal back at the four here. Cousins gets in the gun. Warner off his right hip. Two to the left. London to the right. Snap to Kirk. Pressure coming. Kirk going to flip it toward the end zone. Robinson, touchdown at the right side. Atlanta's on the board first tonight. Bijan Robinson, his fourth touchdown catch of the year.
The old floater pitch from Scuffy McGee, if you've ever watched Rookie of the Year. Kirk Cousins steps up in the pocket, floats it over the defender. Everybody in the stadium saw Bijan Robinson open. The question was, can Kirk get him the football? He was able to. You get on the board first. All right, got to fly through here. How about this one, Garrett, for number four, big one?
Rams 5 of 8 on fourth down over their last four games.
So Kyron Williams has come in. He's the lone setback. Stafford under center. And Stafford going to hand to Kyron Williams. He got blasted. Whoa! Khalid Kareemed him. My heaven.
You got to love it. Khalid Kareem knifing inside into the B gap inside of backup left tackle DJ Humphreys to make the stop on fourth and one. Really flipped the attitude of this game early on. Khalid Kareem, standard practice squad elevation just one day before, and comes up and is able to step up and make a play. So shout out to him for being able to get it done. All right, I did mention game-winning field goals. Garrett, let's hit number three.
Pinion to hold on the left hash. Left to right angle for Gonzalez in his eighth year out of Arizona State. Trying to give the Falcons the lead in the final half minute. Liam McCullough to snap. There's the spot. The kick is away by Gonzalez. And it is good. 52 yards with 21 seconds left and gives Atlanta the lead at 27-24.
For people that don't understand the scenario surrounding this, myself, Grant McCauley, Dylan, Garrett, whoever is here running the Falcons board, we are hearing this all happen in real time, but we're TV is like a 90-second delay.
Yeah.
So we are all holding our breath. Like, please, God, don't block it. Please, don't block this. As we lock arms on the sideline. No, I'm just kidding. All right, speaking of big plays, let's go ahead and hit number two.
So the interception with 97 seconds left. 141 is what they put on the clock. And here goes Bijan Robinson. 30, 35, 40, midfield. It's a foot race. Robinson 30. 15, 10, 5, house call. Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. He just went 93.
Woo, the vibes were high at that point. The 93-yard touchdown run from Bijan Robinson, a career high, I don't even know. We can just go down the list of highs from, you know, since 2021 or since 1996 or whatever else there is in there. It was a huge run for Bijan Robinson. And also, it comes down to this number one play, which was Matthew Stafford chunking the ball downfield.
Here's Stafford out of the gun, looking left, still looking left, checks it back across the middle, intercepted on the backside. Jesse Bates,
go,
20,
Jesse.
15,
go, Jesse.
10, 5, house call, touchdown Atlanta. For the fourth time in his career, and the second time as a Falcon, Jesse Bates has a pick six.
Maybe my favorite top five list to date. You know what I mean? Just, what are we, 9 hours old with some of these cuts? And I'm like, it's a stroll down memory lane.
Yeah.
Let's just play these again and again. Can't get enough of it, man. Big night last night.
I mean, that has to be the top five list that is full of the best energy
so good.
To date.
Yeah, Wes and Dave got a shout-out on the Halo board last night for 20 years in the Falcons booth, which was really well done by the organization. And just in Wes and Dave fashion, they kind of waved at the camera and got right back to work.
Yeah,
Wes was already back on the call before the video ended because the Rams were running the ball up the middle. And he was like, all right, cool. And Squid obviously sitting between them. Really cool moment. But shout-out to those guys and a couple of big moments from the Falcons last night.
They are so good at their craft. Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We've been talking about it. Who do you want to return next season? Raheem, Jeff Albert, Caden Ellis, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins. Run through them. We want to know. 404-726-0929. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.